it's like 50% wet.
Crowds of people of all ages and races gathered to spread a message of brotherhood. Their canvas was a 300-year-old street where slaves once walked. This section of Contact Street, downtown Mobile, was closed while a mural a block long proclaiming Black Lives Matter was chalked onto the pavement.
Sorry, I'm out of breath. I've just been drawing my little heart out.
Local artist April Tara Livingston drew flowers on the R for children to color. When she heard about the project just the week before, she knew she had to be a part of it.
Well, I couldn't help myself. It just seemed like something that needed to be done. It's wonderful to see the community all coming out here to work on this and make a statement and show everybody how we care about each other and how we all believe that everybody has a right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness.
It's something special. I haven't really wrapped my head around it because I have to get out of my head sometimes. But
Sonika Edwards-Bush was one of the organizers of the event. She looked down the block at the crowd working together on the mural.
It's just special to have all different shades of people to come together just for one cause. And I look at today as just a heart day. It's just a day to change your heart. It's a day to just love and talk to somebody that you may not know and find out what common thing that you have with that person.
Bush had been looking for a way to deal with the impact of recent events, including the death of George Floyd. The project seemed like divine intervention.
The week before they called me, I was just hit like dead on in the face with just like the reality of like what's going on, how to fix your household from the inside. And my daughter was just like, she's just over it, just the whole world issues. And I was talking to a friend of mine and I was like, I want to paint the street with kids. And I said that just out loud, like, I want to paint the street with kids downtown. And a week later, God gave me this.
Kids line the street, coloring letters. Bush says giving children a chance to get out in the open and express their artistic talents was another benefit of the project.
The kids are out here. The kids are smiling. The kids are just happy to be a part of something. School was taken from them. Art is a part of their release, their creativity. So I'm happy the kids are here to join and share this.
Kids love coloring. What's better than having a bunch of people out here with some chalk and crayon getting it done?
That's Dre Page, another organizer. He says getting young people involved is more than just letting kids color.
I have three black sons, and they're all here, and I hope that they grow up in a world that's more inclusive and more together than the one we grew up in. You know, we're passing the baton, and they're picking it up, and they're just making things better.
The crowd, however, wasn't just kids. Dre Page.
Look at this. This is beautiful. It's a rainbow of people here. I have a young lady over there who's pushing 80 years old who decided to come out and show support and say that while all lives do matter, I'm going to help you right now spotlight the black lives that are in danger. I mean, it's just awesome. Look at it. Mobile needed a peaceful step in the right direction that could draw more than, I don't know, that could draw everybody together on one page.
The turnout's great. I'm not surprised. Mobile is here for this.
The Alabama Contemporary Arts Center sponsored the project. Elizabeth Elliott is Arts Center Executive Director.
So for us, it's just a really, it's a great opportunity to facilitate something that's really meaningful to Mobile and meaningful on a global level, you know, and to be out here and saying Black Lives Matters and have everybody sort of rally around that idea. We have to make that idea normal.
It is, and it pops.
The mural is in chalk. It won't last long in one of the wettest cities in America. Elliot says that's the point. Like the issue, you can't just do something, walk away, and expect to have a long-term effect. You have to keep coming back and working at it.
One day isn't enough. You know, we need to be at this every weekend. We need to be at this as often and as much as we possibly can. And, you know, this is a temporary moment, but it's also a long-term engagement. And for us, we have a commitment, and the entire committee that's worked on this has a commitment to doing it over and over again.
It's in chalk, but to me, it's much more deeper than just, oh, it's in chalk. You know, the chalk is seeping into the pavement. The chalk is blowing in the wind.
Zanique Edwards Bush says that while chalk can wash away, the mural can still have a long-term effect on the people who created it and their city.
The chalk is on the fingertips of people who I haven't met before, but they came out here today to help paint this mural. So some people may say, oh, it's just chalk. No, it's just chalk. You know, it's chalk, but it's just so much more than just chalk.
The mural on Contass Street now joins similar Black Lives Matter messages on streets, including Washington, D.C., Atlanta, Charlotte, and Los Angeles. Guy Busby, ABR News in Mobile.